Sitting in School Kids Record Studio J at that station with Craig and Lynn from Old Habits. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Sure.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You can check them out live and local this Saturday, a part of the 11th Annual Cuegrass Festival, noon to 6 p.m. You're going to be out there as well as quite a few other local bluegrass bands whom we love. So, but you guys are kind of the heritage band out at this festival, right? You guys have some history there.
Yeah, we played the first one many years ago. We played a couple shows with the Pit. That's kind of how we got a relationship going with them when Bobby Flay had a throwdown.
Mm-hmm.
We played, like, we were like the background bluegrass music for that event. And Eric Harris was like one of the managers then, and he gave us a call and like, hey, we're going to do a festival out here on the street. And it was real homegrown that first year. We were on like a real small stage.
Yeah.
His buddies played in a band, brought out PA.
So you guys have been out there, obviously, before. What can we expect?
Well, it's usually one of my favorite things to do all year. It's like spring's here,
mm-hmm.
sun's out, everybody's ready to get out of the house. It's, you know, all day. And they do a really good job of emceeing and you know, transitioning the bands. But it's just one of my favorite.
It's a great family festival.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good beer, good food, barbecue. Deep South's production is amazing. They got a great pro. That stage has definitely gotten a lot better over the years. Really awesome sound system. And it's just cool to look out Davy Street and just crowd packs in there, and it's great for all ages.
Mm-hmm. What are you specifically most excited about for Saturday? Is it the beer? Is it the barbecue?
I just like playing up there.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's packed out there. I mean, it doesn't take long for it to get, you know, a sea of people.
Mm.
And it's just, it's fun. I just enjoy being up there, wind's blowing a little bit, and sipping on a beer, you know.
Yeah.
Pizza, good barbecue.
That's right. This year, most of us have small kids now, and they're like, last couple of years, they all get up front, and there's kids dancing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. It's a good time.
That's the best part. And you guys have a song prepared for us, right?
Yep.
What are you about to play?
I think we'll do a few. We'll do one called Carolina Born and Bred, which is just a song written about North Carolina, growing up in North Carolina. A couple of the guys grew up in Clinton. I grew up in Charlotte. So kind of all over the state, you know? And it was just a song that kind of tried to encapsulate everything great about this state.
All right, well, take it away.
I'm Craig Thompson from Old Habits. I'm with Lynn from Old Habits, and we're in Studio J at that station, and we are going to play our original song called Carolina Born and Bred, and it was written how great this state is. Summer Saturday 1983. Back then it didn't really mean much to me, but looking back now, sure it means everything. Well, we were sitting underneath that long leaf pine with a Narcy Cola and a moon pie. She looked at me and smiled as the church bells rang. Well, the doors opened up and they walked outside. She looked like an angel just watching that bride. She said, someday, baby, maybe we can do the same thing. As the sun shined down on her long blonde hair, that southern summer breeze blew it everywhere. She nearly knocked me off of my feet when I heard her say, she likes cornbread and collard greens, sweet tea and barbecue and butter beans. She likes to slip away past supper time and make a little loving in the moonshine. Down to the river by the old dirt track, Charlie Daniels and an 18-pack. Cut off the truck, dance in the bed, Carolina born and bred. Well, before we knew, those years went by. We hugged each other and we said we'd try. The time had come to start our college years. Well, every now and then we'd cross paths. We'd hope for something, but it wouldn't last. I'd get in my truck and put it into fifth gear, thinking about cornbread and collard green, sweet tea and barbecue and butter beans. She likes to slip away past supper time, make a little of it in the moonshine.
18 pack, cut off the truck and dance in the bed. Carolina born and bred. Charleston, South Carolina, to meet up with the band on the 4th of July. Well, there saw her standing in the front row. She had her cowboy boots and them blue jeans on. I grabbed her hand and then she grabbed mine, talking about cornbread and collard greens, sweet tea, barbecue and butter beans. She likes to sip away past supper time. Dance in the bed, Carolina born and bred.
That was Carolina born and bred on that station, live from School Kids Records Studio J with Old Habits. All the credit goes to them. You can check them out at the 11th Annual Cuegrass Festival this Saturday. And I'm curious, you guys have been around a while. How did you guys form?
We formed around, 2003 was official Old Habits.
When we added
Brian on fiddle. But before that, Craig and I met at NC State. That's where it really goes back between us. And he and his brother grew up playing music. And we kind of both had stumbled into bluegrass, I guess, around college years.
Your band and you invited our band to play with y'all at your fraternity.
Yeah, I think that's what
bluegrass at a
fraternity? We were like totally different group.
We were playing
Widespread Panic. We were playing
okay.
Stuff like that.
We were playing Allman Brothers, class, like old rock. We both grew up playing like rock and roll and alternative, all kinds of different music.
Yeah.
And got into bluegrass in college, and then I started playing banjo. Craig's a drummer.
Yep.
Like today, I mean, we're playing. Today he'll be on guitar and I'll be on banjo because Chad and Chad and Evans weren't able to make it today. But Craig's multi instrumentalist, so like we were like picking up new instruments and he's like, "Hey, I want to get an upright bass."
Oh,
we started
yeah.
learning bluegrass.
Learned on your PV.
The Minx amp.
That was an amp. Yeah.
So yeah, we basically like on 2003 we formally became Old Habits. Started playing around Raleigh, college bars.
Right.
The cantina, right? The brewery.
Sadlax.
And then we were acoustic bluegrass back then with fiddle, guitar, banjo.
Mm-hmm.
Added drums to the lineup around 2007 or 8 and kind of morphed more into what we are now, kind of Americana country bluegrass. So it's been, all that kind of traces back to bluegrass really blowing up and becoming more popular with, I guess, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And
okay.
I think that was 2001. They had their big tour of music, and that was a lot of that. I mean, we kind of rode that wave. I mean, got a lot more, it opened bluegrass up to a larger audience.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks were really getting into it. We had a blast just learning it. I mean, we were like, man, this is hard. You know, we grew up playing completely different music, so it was just a fun project for us all to learn it.
Well, here at that station, we play like a very eclectic music playlist, is like what we like to call it, but bluegrass specifically is my favorite. So what is your favorite thing about playing in that genre? Because I don't get to play in that genre. I don't get to touch instruments, so.
I think one of my favorite things about playing bluegrass, and you know, our sound has morphed over the years, you know, mm-hmm. the drummer, and we got a guy on organ every now and then, so we're not as much traditional bluegrass as we were like in 2003.
Oh, okay.
But, I'd say when we do play that, like there's something about playing bluegrass in a group, even around one microphone if you ever do it, that's just like this energy that you don't get playing any other kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, just playing acoustic instruments. I mean, that's how we started, was playing around one or two mics and eventually playing loud bars. We finally, we got to plug them in, but we're still all playing acoustic instruments. I'm playing acoustic banjo, acoustic guitar. Craig still plays his acoustic upright. We just now plug him in, but there's something about playing those instruments, and you know, even with drums, it's still all just acoustic instruments. You're just kind of channeling it through the PA, and it's been fun to kind of have our sound evolve. But bluegrass has really just got, you know, good roots in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with the new IBMA festival, lots of, you know, a lot of power behind that, and Q-grass roots really go back to just good music on a pretty day in spring. That's what it's all about.
And you guys have another track that you're about to play for us, the second one you mentioned.
Yeah, it's called Popcorn Sutton.
Popcorn Sutton. Yeah. All right, here it is. Take it away, y'all.
Why not write a song about a North Carolina guy who is famous for doing a little of a North Carolina moonshining, which, as many of you may know or may not know, is where NASCAR came from. So this song goes out to old Popcorn, and it just tells a story about how he lived.
Record Studio J Session at that station with Old Habits. What you just heard was Popcorn Sutton performed live in Studio J. Joining us, though, is Emily as well with Old Habits. Not a band member, but a co-organizer for the festival, where you can check them out this Saturday. The 11th annual Q-grass Festival happening noon to 6 p.m. in front of the Pit in Raleigh, where you can check out live music from them. And Emily, you have some facts about the band and the festival. You know all about it.
Yeah, Q-grass is really exciting for us. We've been at it since 2009, so I'd like to think that we have a pretty good handle on things, but April weather always gives us a run for our money. But it's looking pretty nice for Saturday. So, you know, it's at the bottom line, it's a benefit. It's a fundraiser. All proceeds, every sale from the day goes back to Safe Child, the Junior League of Raleigh's Backpack Buddies program, and Raleigh Cub Scout Troop 325. So we have three worthy causes this year, and it's going to be great. Last year we were able to raise about $40,000 for all three of those.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're wonderful. The Safe Child is Wake County's only child abuse prevention agency. And then the Backpack Buddies program provides weekend and after school meals for kids at Lacey, Conn, Hunter, Beaver Dam, and Root Elementary Schools. And they're also able to provide summertime meals for 200 kids at Camp High Hopes because of the funds raised at Qgrass.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One day, it was 6 hours of beer, barbecue, and bluegrass goes to all that. That's awesome.
It's amazing. It really is.
And old habits, they're legendaries around that festival, right?
We are so excited to welcome back old habits. They're definitely a favorite on the Qgrass stage. They've been with us for, as old habits, I think, 8 out of 10, right? And then, and you played with your brother another year. So they're definitely a mainstay there, and the crowd loves them.
What's your favorite thing about Qgrass?
Ooh, that's a good question. The beer is always pretty good.
Yeah.
We have awesome beer sponsors this year, Mother Earth, Noble Cider, The Unknown Brewing Co., and Blowing Rock Brewery. So there's going to be a lot of good beer out there. Barbecue, of course, is, we eat at the pit quite a lot. So it's definitely good barbecue. And the music is a lot of fun. We love to see the kids dancing, the families. We'll have a kid zone out there with face painters and arts and crafts. And it's just a really good time. You know, like the guy said, it's kind of the first nice Saturday of spring. And everybody likes to come out and have a good time.
Yeah. Awesome. And so obviously we'll be out at the Qgrass Festival. Sean and I will be hanging out with you guys there. But where else can we catch you guys locally in the Triangle next? Any upcoming shows that we should know about?
I think in May.
Oh, yeah. We're playing live at Lake Raleigh, NC State.
Oh, cool.
Series on Thursday, May 23rd at Lake Raleigh. We're playing a free concert series out there that NC State puts on. Looking forward to that.
I'm sure they can also find your upcoming shows at old-habits.com. That's where you can find out all the information on this band. You guys might have another track for us, right?
Yeah, we have one that we've been playing for a long time, and it just it's called Cold Sheets of Rain.
Hey, how's it going? We're Old Habits, and this song's called Cold Sheets of Rain.
I've heard the thunder roll somewhere on the dark side of town. My baby's found a new love and the wind is howling low. She'll be with her right now. Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Someone to ease her mind. She needs somebody with her to keep her safe and warm. Someone who's patient and kind. Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Cold sheets of rain.